Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited because we are going to get to know Rainier Steenkamp in a different way. He, of course, is a firefighter with the Hastings Fire Department, and we are going to get to know his history and his background because it's very fascinating. And we're going to continue our conversation, part two of our interview with Rainier Steenkamp and his journey to America from South Africa. We're going to pick it up where we left off. Heading to Wausau. So at the end of that 6 months, what did you do then?
So started working for this farmer. Things did not work out that it was supposed to. The agent in the United States called me up. My friend then decided that, said he's going back home. He left me here. And I'll never forget, my dad looked at me before I left and he said, "I don't think you're going to make it." And that's kind of his humor, his hard love. And I'm just like, "I will show you." My buddy went back home and I decided I'm going to stay and I'm going to just work through it. Well, the agent then asked me a bunch of stuff and it didn't work out. We didn't get paid what we're supposed to get paid and stuff. And he moved me to the actual farmer from North Dakota that I had a job offer from. So yeah, that's why I worked. So my visa was till the end of December.
And what did you do at the farm?
Okay, the one that was in Wisconsin was a crop farm, which most of the crops were produced for themselves for the dairy. They milked about 3,000 cows 24/7 a day, three times a day. So it was a massive operation. In North Dakota, they were crop farms, corn, soybeans, and mainly potatoes. And that's where I ended up in North Dakota. The season ended way before Minnesota. And then I met a farmer from just south of Hastings, the Molitor Farms. And I came here, I think it was beginning of November. I came here to finish because I didn't want to go back home back then.
Right, you had another month.
I had, you know, a few months and make some money because the currency you get here is times 10 in South Africa.
Okay.
So I came down here. I helped with harvest and finished off harvest. And by end of harvest, Charlie Molitor asked me if I want to come back the following year, back, you know, come and work for him. I'm like, I would love to come back. So I went back just before my birthday in December. And it was good to be back home. I sat with a lot of money. And yeah, I just had 3 months of vacation with my family and flew back.
And then how many years did you work at the Molitor farm?
I was there for 2 years.
So you would go back to South
in
Africa
December,
in between?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you start the process then to become a citizen, or how does that all work?
So you can either get sponsored via employment and how it happened to me. So my plan was to come for 3 years, make money, save my money, go back home, start a business again. While in my second year, a bunch of my South African friends, and most of them are still around the area, said we need to go out one night And I did not plan for it. I had my work clothes. I'm going to work, save my money. That's what I'm going to do. They wanted to go to the bar. And went to the... So me and one of the other guys that didn't want to go decided, okay, we'll go with our separate vehicle. Have to, and then we're going to go back home. While in that time, then a lady walked in, blew my mind. So... She messed up my plans.
She told
My buddy actually walked over to her and her sister-in-law and bought them a beer and said it came from me. I didn't know he did it. Well, they came over and said thank you for the what I did. Started talking, and I think the accent caught some attention. And we started talking, and it just went from there on, and went with her the next day to... a gathering with her friends and stuff, and after that met her family, and the rest is history.
Well, so you have been here for how long?
What's that?
How long have you been here then?
In total?
In Hastings.
In Hastings. 8 years now?
8 years, that's incredible. Yeah. And how'd you get the job with the fire department?
So, we got serious, we got married, and her brother-in-law helped me, well-known businessman in Hastings, Fox's Fluoride Gutters, Steve Fox. He helped me then, started doing gutters. He helped me get a trailer. And in that time, I did a job for a person in Hastings at his house, and I had some questions. And I called the homeowner who showed up was... Mike Shute from the fire department, and we started talking, and you know, and I got my answers, and we talked more, and then it led on to the fire department. He asked me, would you like to be a firefighter, which I would never even imagine in my lifetime for that to happen. I wanted to become a firefighter since I was a young boy.
Oh my gosh.
Ages of 7 years old. And I think if there was in the newspaper a little thing about me. And there's the two photos. Photos of when I was a young boy at the Johannesburg Fire Department. And like I said, the politics and everything prohibited me to even get into that business. So when I got here, Mike Shute walks in. So it was at the right time, at the right moment. And I came back the next day to Hastings Fire. I spoke to him. He told me what to do, how to apply. And...
Here we are.
I went through some interviews, and which was another laughing matter on its own. And so when I went for my first interview, I've never been for an interview in my life. I don't know what to dress and nothing. I had my work jeans and a khaki shirt and boots on, and I knew I had to be a certain time at the city hall. And I walked in, which back then, David Bauer, one of the police officers in town now, Sergeant Bauer, he applied back then as well, paid on call. He was sitting and waiting for the interview room to open up, and he's sitting in a full suit, a tie, all polished shoes, and I'm like, I say to myself, I'm totally underdressed for this occasion. I cannot remember who was in the interview room before David. He came out and he was dressed up, and now I'm stressing. I just messed it all up. I didn't know. So they came out. I went in. And my first words was, I'm sorry. I think I'm underdressed for this whole occasion. And everybody laughed. And I know Assistant Chief John Townsend was there. And there was police officers. And I know Julie Flatten was sitting to my left-hand side. And I was super nervous. Obviously, I did something good. Because they invited me for a second one. I did dress up more for the second one. I went through the physical agility tests. I passed all that. I passed the background checks and all of my medicals. And I got offered a paid-on-call position with Hastings Fire. They then sent me through EMT, Emergency Medical Technician. That was a challenge. My first language is Afrikaans. My second language is English. I can speak English, and I could help myself back then. Well, during that whole process of EMT, we got to a part of anatomy and physiology and terminology that not make sense to me at all. I suffered for a long time. I had some classmates that said to me, well, maybe, you know, write the word and the Afrikaans meaning on the back of the card, which I did, and then it started helping, and, you know, went through the whole EMT class and got to the final exams, and I couldn't pass the exams. They, little stupid stuff that, you know, and I was close to quitting. Actually, one night, I got up, pushed my chair in, and I said to Captain Jamie Stevens, I had enough. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I tried my best, but this is humiliating to myself. And I worked in town the next day, and Assistant Chief John Townsend called me and he said, I need to see you. You don't do anything drastically. Well, it was little mistakes that I made. I worked through them. I went and then I did the National Registry exam, passed it the first time. And then from there on, went to Fire 1, Fire 2, hazmat training, passed all of those the first time. And I knew this is what I needed to do. I loved it. And I asked some of the full-time guys, what do I need to do to become full-time? And they said to me, you need to become a paramedic. And that's a lot of schooling. And I'm like, well, this is my dream. I'm never going to reach it if I don't do it now. And there was one winter, the work was slow in the construction business. Came down to the station quite a lot. Jumped on the ambulance with the crew guys. You know, they helped me a lot. I did my minimum calls. That was requirements for medic school. And I entered medic school. It was, my whole world got turned upside down. It was a lot of schooling. I had to go to class every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 till 10 at night, and then some Saturdays. In the beginning it was okay, it was book work. Being married, work full time, had to give my time for the fire department as well, for my
part. On call,
on
right.
Call. And I just pushed through. My wife helped me a lot. She had my dinners ready. I would come from a job site, rush in the house, take a shower, put on my uniform. My dinner will be ready. I would eat. I would leave for Minneapolis. I'll come back at night. You'll study. That was my routine for a whole year. And then later on, we got more into clinicals at Hennepin County Medical Center. And then I had no time anymore. I don't even know how I made it. And some of the full-time guys at Hastings would tell you when they went through the program that they would sleep sometimes in their vehicles in the parking lots between different clinicals. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I had to do it. You eat a lot of gas station food.
Mm-hmm.
You're not home much.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of studying. And yeah, I wrote my national registry for paramedics, passed that. And luckily in that time, two positions went open at Hastings Fire Department. I applied. Most of the same people were in the same, you know, on the interview panel.
What did you wear?
Oh, I was dressed up, ma'am. I was all suit and tie. And it went good. Got my second interview. Got from there on. Passed my backgrounds again, passed my medicals again, and I did get an offer from the city of Hastings. And I will never forget that day. Got the call about 3 o'clock the afternoon, and it was Julie Flatton make me the offer, and I broke down crying in my garage. I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
But, and here I am today.
Here you are today,
yep.
Especially since that was a dream of yours as a kid.
Yep.
What do your parents think of this?
Well, parents were skeptical, but the first time they came over to visit was, I can't even remember the year. They came in, it was in a June, summertime year, because the seasons are totally opposite in South Africa. came over, and my dad, you know, stood from the outside and looked at everything. And just before they left, my dad said, "This is the best decision you made in your life, was to come to the U.S." And when I got full-time fire department, my family was here again. And my family was actually at the pinning ceremony at the city hall. So I've been fortunate.
Very proud, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, what a great story you have, and we're so glad that you shared it with us today. And what do you think of America? Did it live up to your
Oh, I love it.
Expectations?
I love every minute of it. The land of opportunity. You can be whatever you want in this country. You know, I started off, you know, on a farm, picking up rocks with my hands. You know, 12, 16-hour days, 7 days a week out of fields for $9 an hour. And that's what I had to do. And you just keep your eyes open. You mingle, you network, you meet more people. And things will work out. Be positive. It's going to happen. If you really want to make it happen, it's going to happen.
Well, and you have to work hard like you did also.
There's a lot of work in it. But I am very fortunate for what happened to me, you know, up to now. There's going to be more. But I've been blessed.
Well, we're blessed you came in today. Thank you so much for talking to us and telling us your story. We're so grateful. Rainier Steenkamp, he is indeed a full-time firefighter with the Hastings Fire Department. And we're so happy that he came in to share his interesting story from South Africa to Hastings, Minnesota. Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you."